You never win a game on paper. You never win by looking at a record. It's all about who goes out there and who's the most physical team.
These are special in the National Football League. You know, these type of rivalries, man, it's get your juices flowing and get them flowing early.
I'm excited for this, you know, and obviously playing a lot of football in the Bay Area, close to Oakland. I'm pretty familiar with them as well, being in the area, so excited for it.
They run the ball well. Alex Smith is making plays. He's scrambling around in the pocket, you know, able to hit his receiver, so they're playing good football right now.
Well, a lot of guys on this Raider roster have never lost to the Chiefs at Arrowhead. They would like to keep that going, but the challenge certainly has been elevated. The Chiefs are off to a great start at 5-0. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Last year, they turned the ball over incessantly, minus 24 on the year, Jim, and most of it came from the quarterback position. This year with Alex Smith, they are not turning the ball over.
No, and Alex Smith is the kind of guy that takes very good care of the football, doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. He's not a guy that can win just on the ability to throw the football. He's got to have a good running game, a good defense to go along with it. But once he has those ingredients, you know, he manages the offense very, very well.
Yeah, 1,200 yards on the year, 7 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. He seems to be a perfect complement to Andy Reid and the West Coast style of offense and the players they have around him. Andy likes to throw the ball to the backs out of the backfield. Jamal Charles, not only a great runner from scrimmage, Jim, you have to worry about him getting out of the backfield and catching the ball.
Yeah, he's also their leading receiver, and that's what Alex Smith does best. You know, he dumps the ball off, finds the guy open underneath. And Andy Reid, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated of all the coaches in this National Football League. He's done a great job in Philadelphia for so many years. He comes to Kansas City, a team that only won 2 games, has already got him off to a 5-0 start. So, you know, I'm really impressed with Andy Reid and the job he does with the football teams that he coaches.
Yeah, after this game, Jim, the Raiders are going to have their bye week next week. Then they come off the bye with back-to-back home games against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, 2 teams heading into the year. You're thinking those are going to be tough games. Now they appear to be winnable games. So, man, it'd be good to get this game at Arrowhead, get to 500 at the bye, and then come back with 2 straight home games.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it can be done, obviously. As you mentioned, 6 straight wins at Arrowhead, a chance to go out there. The way they performed against San Diego, I think they're very confident now. They're very upbeat. They're looking forward to doing the same kinds of things to Alex Smith that they did to Phillip Rivers. So, you know, I think going into this game, you know, they've got a lot of riding on it, but I think it's certainly very achievable.
All right, so join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We'll recap the Raider game in Kansas City on Sunday and get you ready for coming out of the bye during our bye week show with those back-to-back home games against the 2 teams from the Keystone State. Many thanks to the great Charles Woodson, the future Hall of Famer, for dropping by and gracing us with his presence this week on the Silver and Black Show, and as always to head coach Dennis Allen after his team played the most sound performance since he's been the head coach of the Raiders. So enjoy the game. We'll see you next week to get you ready for the bye. It's the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs from Arrowhead on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.